This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the KE Report, and as promised, here is our update from Falco Resources. This was originally posted on our site on Wednesday. I have on the line with me the CFO of Falco, Vincent Metcalf. Falco Resources is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FPC, and it's had a nice run in this last month. We will quickly touch on that, but first of all, Vincent, there was news that came out last week that talked about Falco securing a hoisting system for the Horn 5 project, and this follows pretty closely after our last interview where we talked about the company building out its corporate team. The corporate team now that has a, very much a focus moving into production, securing this hoisting system is also, again, a move towards production of this Horn 5 project. Vincent, to kick us off, can you explain how this new hoist system will fit into moving towards production, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, as you said, reaching that agreement with ABB, which is the leading supplier for hoist systems in the world, was a big milestone for Falco in the sense that it's going to give us a lot of flexibility when we're going to start refurbishing the shaft and also dewatering the mine. It's going to be much easier having that installed prior to doing the work on the dewatering front, because it's a lot easier for us to, a lot more secure to lower the pumps and also start to refurbishing the shaft, as I said. And as you recall, we had discussed in the past that under the current exploration permit in Quebec, before you actually get your full surface construction permit, you're allowed to start dewatering under exploration permits and refurbishing the shaft. So securing that hoisting system, it was a big plus for us, but it's also that we're going to be able to have some cost saving on the system in terms of the CapEx requirement versus what we had initially looked at, in the sense that some of those hoists are actually refurbished hoists that have never been used actually in the past. So as you recall, there was a big boom of mine building in from 2005 to 2009, and a lot of parts were ordered by other mining companies, and one of the hoists we're actually buying is one of those hoists that was originally bought by Anglo, from what I understand, but had never been installed. So we're going to be refurbishing one of those hoists, and we're essentially going to be looking at reinstalling that hoist that is a used hoist in a way, but actually has never been used for mining purposes. So a big plus. As I said, flexibility-wise for the work that we're going to be looking to do to keep de-risking the project, and also a big plus on the cost savings.
So, Vince, I understand that this hoist is expected to be delivered and installed in 2018. What can the company do? What can you guys do before these hoists come in to continue to move towards production?
Yeah, so just to clarify, we bought three hoists. Two of them we're going to be able to install in 2018. The production hoist, obviously, we have to wait until we have our full surface construction permit. In terms of what we're able to do until then is obviously keep working on the completion of the feasibility study on the Horn 5 project. So that should be coming, as we always stated, end of Q2, early Q3 of 2017, so in the coming months. And then following that, we're going to be ordering also probably the water treatment facility and focusing on that. And in terms of the Falco story in general, we're firing on all cylinders with the exploration program. We're going to be doing about 40,000 meters of drilling between now and August of this year. So following that, we're going to get a lot of news on that front.
So, Vince, one interesting aspect that I got from an email that outlined this recent news is that you did recently have a site visit, and it was a large site visit that brought a lot of people to the property and obviously showed them how much you are moving towards production. This is being reflected in the share price, too. Anybody who has the chart in front of them can see how well this stock has performed throughout April, and now we're into May. Is this part of where you think the moves have been coming from? Because there's been a lot of stocks in this sector that have not been performing very well. Palco's very much bucking the trend here.
Absolutely. I think we had about 50 people attend our visit last week on the site. It was basically investors, buy side, sell side, and also capital market professionals on the research side and so on. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of almost a coming out party for us. As you recall, last year we had the whole Glencore back in right issue where they could have become essentially the operator of the asset. Now that's gone away. So I think last year a lot of the investors were looking at the story but realized that there was risk back then that we essentially would have become a minority owner of the asset. Now that that's passed and long gone, a lot of the investors are taking a second hard look at the project and realizing that there's a big value gap here and that we're obviously trying to bridge. So, yeah, I think, you know, obviously the rest of the sector has been obviously going through harder times at the moment, but for us, it's created a great opportunity because there's not a lot of good development programs at the moment that are similar to Falco in the sense that it's large scale, it's in a safe jurisdiction, and it has a proper management team behind it. So obviously it's a pretty good time for us.
So have you noticed more of an interest coming into the company and into the stock from larger funds now that the company is moving into a production and construction type of phase rather than more being an explorer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen a much different, group of investors in the last 2 to 3 months. We've been on the road extensively, especially in the last month, and we've seen funds which hadn't necessarily looked at the story in the past 2 years, but now, you know, and we're talking big long funds all across the world, in Europe, in the U.S. and Canada. So we're definitely seeing much more interest from on that front.
Now, the one aspect that still very much interests me is the exploration potential of Falco, and that's what I like about this company is that you have this two-pronged approach, one being that you're moving into this construction phase, and one can just look at the recent news releases, but you still have around $10 million, is it, allocated in flow-through funds that you are going to be using for exploration?
Correct, and that's on the back of the work that we've been doing over the past couple of years. I mean, we have a GoCad model now that incorporates 17,000 drill holes, historical drill holes that were drilled in the last 100 years in the Randa camp. Not a lot of places in the world could you do that. So for the past couple of years, the team at Falco has been digitizing a lot of that old data, and now we have a model that basically, you know, we're able to see the proper representation of those drill holes within the camp. And what we've done is essentially look at 8 different targets for 2017, and that's what we're going to be drilling with that 40,000 meters. So some of those targets, as we touched on in the past, are greenfield targets. Some of them are brownfield targets in the sense that they're either close to old mines or they're old deposits that were discovered in the past but that weren't actually big enough or economic. But now, you know, given that if we do build the Horne project with a mill, with a central mill complex, we would be able to process those ores. So that's where, you know, as you said, it's a two-prong approach, and we're looking to really fire on all cylinders for those two programs.
Vincent, when can people expect to see some of these exploration drilling results?
Yeah, I would say that June is probably the start of the results, and then it'll probably go into September, October.
All right. Thank you, Vincent, for taking some time and providing us with that update on Falco Resources. We will continue to follow Falco because they are a sponsor on the website, but they're also a company that I think has a lot going for it. If you're looking for an exploration company that also has some production that is coming on fairly near term, it seems like, this is an interesting stock to me. Plus, you do need to remember that Falco is tied in with the Osisko group of companies, and that is a team that I think is doing a lot right in this industry. So, again, if anybody wants any more information on Falco or if they have any questions for Vincent or his team, please feel free to email me at any time, and Vincent is always happy and willing to respond to all of you. So, Vincent, thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition. And I have in this segment a regular contributor to the website, Richard Postma. We also call him Doc. And Doc, you and I chat on, well, pretty much a daily basis, usually focused on the precious metals, but you're a technician, so you're also able to look at a number of different markets. And for those people who don't tune into our website on a daily basis, I highly recommend listening. And I know that I've said that before this show, but there are some great commentators that come on a daily and, well, somewhat regular basis. Doc, I do want to focus on the precious metals, and let's start with gold, because gold this last week just put in its worst week since the election week. So we all remember the wild swings that we saw then. There weren't really that many wild swings this week, except for just consistently day after day of down. Almost, it felt like almost $10 a day, except for on Friday. What do you have to say about this week and the type of damage that it has done to, especially the weekly chart, now that it has broken right through that 200-week moving average and is, again, testing that 20-week moving average where we closed?
I think we're in a long-term U move by gold that we've talked about for days, weeks, and months, Corey.
Yeah, you could say years, Doc. You've been saying this is going to be a U-shaped recovery even before we bottomed.
Yeah, and it could be that part of the middle U where we just go sideways for some time before we finally break out for good and start the next move up. Because you look at the real last major bull market in gold back in the 70s and how it peaked in 81. And then went into hibernation for almost 20 years. And this one has moved down and is now entering hibernation almost since 2011. So let's see, that's 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. We're in the sixth year of being away from that high in 2011. So we could move, and it wouldn't surprise me, this kind of sideways motion, until late in the year, like I've been saying, because I've been saying weeks ago and months ago that I didn't expect another major move in gold until 2018. And I could be even wrong on that, because we could move a little bit further in 2019 before we get that move. And the stocks act like that too now. And a lot of these stocks are going to go quiet for quite a while before they try to break out again and move higher. So it's possible that we're in this the rest of the year, which wouldn't surprise me a bit. In 2018 is when we try to get a concerted move again, where we go up and challenge the highs back in July of last year.
So again, we might just be choppy for the rest of this year. But Doc, I also want you to address a comment that was made by Peter Brandt on my Friday editorial with him, where he claims for gold and silver that we are not in a bull market and we are also not in a bear market. It is possible for markets to move sideways in a neutral trading range fashion for a number of years. He said 3 to 4 years. What do you have to say about this?
He could be correct on that entirely. And that would go along with, frankly, my talking about 2018. And it could even be 2019. It's interesting he said that, because that would be if we do this choppiness until 2019 or close to 20 or 2020, that could be your 3-4 years, Corey. And that wouldn't surprise me a bit. I think he's very correct on that. And we could be looking forward to a period of time, and that would be the middle of my U, a real extended bottoming before we start to move up. And I can, looking on the charts, understand what he's saying about that potential. And it is a big potential, frankly.
Well, when you look at that monthly chart for the precious metals, again, it shows, I think, a good long-term picture of what we might be in for. And we've already been moving sideways on a lot of the technicals that you and I watch for this whole year. So this is going on 5 months now of sideways, almost directionless moves. But, Doc, what does that mean in the long term, then? If we do move sideways for 3 years, does that even make you more bullish, or is there then the potential that we have a breakdown after that time?
No, the law of averages says after that period of time, the law of averages, to me, would say that break, you don't see a breakdown, because then you're talking about a bear market that has been in place for quite a while, and that would be unusual in my view. that we would then break down and still be in a bear market is possible. But I think the odds are that we break up instead of down when we get to that situation. Can you imagine if it breaks down and you have these precious metal stocks already trading at absurd lows? How much lower could they go?
It would be devastating. I don't even want to think about how much lower they could go, Doc.
It would be really devastating. And they better have their all-in sustaining costs in good shape, or they would have to close mines right and left. I don't see that happening.
Okay. Well, I sure hope it doesn't happen. But you know what? We do need to look at both sides of the story and understand that there are possibilities on both the long and the short side of all trades, and so one's going to be right. Well, especially if we have that choppy move, then I guess both are going to be kind of right, but also kind of wrong. Doc, let's also look at the stocks, because as you mentioned, these stocks have been getting hit, and throughout this week they were continuing to get hit. But at the end of the week, it was interesting. We saw a nice move in GDX and GDXJ. We were talking throughout the week that after the sell-off and the oversold territory that we were in, it was due for a bounce. Do you think that we're going to get this little bounce in the short term next week?
It's going to be close based on what I'm looking at. It could be next. I don't think it's going to happen next week. The potential is you have a better chance of it happening the week after next week where we get the bounce. We'll see. Because I think we still have a little bit of play to the downside maybe to these things before we get the bounce. But I do think it's going to be in the next 2 weeks based on some of the charts I'm looking at. But it's going to be difficult for it to happen. I think next week, the week after is probably the odds are better that that's when you get it.
Okay, well, it's something that you and I will be talking about on pretty much a daily basis, watching these stocks. And again, all that I can say is that I do think this is presenting a very good buying opportunity for some of these stocks. But again, my time frame is still a couple months, so I'm watching for some dips and trying to build my own GDXJ in a certain sense, because, well, we all know the moves and all the news that came out on GDXJ last week. Doctor, it's great having you as a daily contributor. It's also great having you on the weekend show. Thanks for your time today. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back with George Jarrow from RBC Wealth Management.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition and continuing on with some more gold market commentary with our good friend George Jarro. He is the managing director over at RBC Wealth Management. And George is one of our go-to commentators on the open interest in the metals. And that's where I want to start here, George. Can you please give us an update on where you see the open interest for the precious metals? And let's even look at some of the base metals as well.
Okay, well, we're not going to, there isn't much of a change in the open interest in the base metals, which I kind of am surprised at, but the reason for the big sell-off in copper has to do with crude oil selling off sharply today. It has to do with the big Wall Street Journal article about car sales. Somebody applied a brake pedal to the car sales, and it seems to be that the banks have been raising the threshold for loans, and car loans especially. And so it looks like with the banks raising the threshold for car loans and less new car loans being used, sales of new cars seem to grinding to a quick halt here. So for now, that hurt copper, it hurt platinum, it hurt palladium, but we have separate reasons why gold sold off sharply today. One of the reasons for gold selling off today was yesterday's finishing up of the Fed week. The minutes actually left unchanged the interest rates, but the next two hikes are apparently definitely within their sights. And so we think that there'll be at least one more in September and one more year end. Those hikes helped move the dollar. Those hikes helped continue the sell-off of the entire metals complex, which started in China yesterday. So we are seeing more funds fleeing the gold market. That open interest is 462,378, and that's down quite a bit from Monday's, which was 470,787. So it looks like it was I would say, at least 8,000 contracts. But what's more interesting is the open interest in options has jumped to 1,011,800 from 984,044 from Monday. So if you take all this into consideration, these are put buyers, and they are pressuring the gold market. And you could have seen Venezuela dumping some oil. You could have seen Venezuela dumping some gold. There were other factors in Europe. North Korea also seems to have been neutralized somewhat from the headlines, and the Greek bailout is taking place, and the French elections are getting closer, and less people are worried about Marine Le Pen, and therefore, putting all this together, the funds, instead of allocating gold in the beginning of the second quarter in May, have started to sell off their gold because of the unending climb of the stock market.
So, George, it sounds like you would agree that these funds and big money players continue to remain focused on the U.S. equity markets. That's where their money's going, and that's where, at least when we see this decrease in geopolitical worries, that just seems to be the path of least resistance for the funds.
Exactly, and price makes news, and performance brings more performance. So the international investment community sees gold not being used. They see stocks being used, and they see the U.S. as the haven, in spite of political and geopolitical headlines all over. And so the money flows in to stocks and not gold. And, of course, some fund holders are now saying, do I really need gold until inflation rears its head?
George, I'm glad you brought up inflation, because with this recent pullback in the base metals, the decrease in the oil price, it seems that we're having a bit of an unwind or a reevaluation of this reflation trade that we saw earlier on this year. Do you think this could be a new trend through summer, maybe even into the end of the year?
Well, the sell in May, go away seems to have been benefiting gold and the metals and crude oil. And what is perverse about this is that the sell-off in crude is like taking a tax off manufacturing capabilities in the U.S., and that should be helping all the other and bringing inflation into the fold of the other economic parts. But let's see what happens tomorrow with jobs numbers. And in the 25th, a couple of weeks from now, we will have option expiration, and that big jump in put buying could turn the market around after the 25th option expiration.
George, are there any numbers for gold that you're watching closely as we do get closer to that 25th of May and in terms of options and puts? Please share.
Exactly. Well, for now, I'm seeing that mostly the put buyers are buying 1,200 puts, and they're selling 1,300 calls. That's getting not much premium for the 1,300 calls now. But that seems to be the general consensus. However, we've gone through the sell stop areas of 1260 on the downside, 1250 on the downside, 1240 on the downside, and should we come back up and have a 1260 close on the upside, I think that would force a lot of short covering and buying back of previously sold positions.
So, George, to wrap it up here, would you say short-term that you are bearish, neutral, bullish, and then also looking longer-term, would you be more in the bullish camp?
I'd be more in a bullish camp, and yes, anytime we have an event-driven rally, traders are usually sellers, and on an event-driven sell-off like we have now, traders do become buyers, but they wait until the market stabilizes.
George, one final quick comment. You also do always outline the gold-silver ratio, and this is up sharply again at just over 75, at 75.45. What do you take away from this ratio and its moves?
Well, anytime we've had an 80 ratio, it was always a good idea to buy gold and sell silver. But however, silver actually took a bigger drubbing in the first couple of days of the gold sell-off than gold did. And now, of course, a lot of people who think silver is more of an industrial than a precious, but then, of course, gold is the cowbell that drives silver, we have to realize that the silver traders will not be jumping in as quickly now as they would, because they are going to wait to see if gold continues to lead the market either up or down. In the for the moment, you'll find that a lot of people who trade commodities all trade crude oil, gold, silver, and copper all in one account. And, of course, if one of them is financially impaired, it can impair the other.
That's a very good comment. You can see this contagion effect within the different metals. And right now, I think your comment that a lot of people are watching to see where this pullback stops out at, because we're already in oversold territory for gold and silver. There is going to be some sort of a pop coming, and I like your comment, this week's sellers may be next week's buyers. Let's all keep that in mind as we continue into this oversold territory. George, as always, thanks for your time,
everybody.
Thank you for
having me.
I'm going to be right back with Chris Temple.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody has enjoyed the show so far. It's been great having a couple new guests on the show and guests that I really think people should pay attention to. But again, for all those people who only listen to the weekend show, we have some great daily commentators, and one of which I am joined right now by Chris Temple. He is the founder and editor of the National Investor Newsletter. And Chris covers a number of different companies in a number of different sectors. One of the best stock pickers out there that I know of. And I recommend checking out his newsletter. And to just show Chris's breadth of knowledge, we're actually going to be talking about what's coming up tomorrow, that being Sunday in France. And that is round two of the elections. We have Macron against Marie Le Pen, and right now the polls seem to be pointing towards a Macron win. But Chris, I think the one takeaway here is that Le Pen might be a little more extreme in her narrative for change, wanting to get France out of the euro, get France out of the EU. Well, Macron, he is still running on change. He's just not as extreme. Do you want to break down maybe where the voters are standing in your eyes and what factors are playing into this election?
Well, Corey, I said back several months ago when Francois Fillon won the conservative endorsement and was a shoo-in to not only get in the second round but to defeat Marine Le Pen, that he was kind of a Le Pen light. And in fact, if you looked at his policies, he was very much a Pat Buchanan-type figure in France, which not that many years ago would never have had a snowball's chance to be elected president, but France is changing. They're getting tired of the unlimited immigration. They're getting tired of the crime, their culture being degraded, and they also are tired of getting dragged along into keeping this Euro zombie alive by Germany in particular. The contrast between Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron could not be wider in all of these respects. Macron, he wants France to stay in the euro. He wants to suck up to the plutocrats and the oligarchs in Brussels, Belgium that run Europe. He wants to be Angela Merkel's lapdog. In fact, the best one-liner that came out of their debate this last week from Madame Le Pen was that one way or another, a woman is going to lead France after this Sunday. It's either going to be her or it's going to be Chancellor Merkel. That was the best takeaway line of the whole debate. So You know, the unfortunate thing for the people of France, in my view, Corey, as well as for the people in Europe generally, and I can't think of a better way to put this than this bluntly, France has not suffered enough yet, apparently, either from uncontrolled immigration and rapes and murders and the degradation of its culture. They've not suffered enough economically, and therefore there is not enough critical mass yet that is going to allow Marine Le Pen to win, unless the polls are really, really, really extremely off. She will no question do better than her father did against Jacques Chirac in the runoff in 2002 when Jean-Marie Le Pen only got 18% of the vote. She'll get probably 40, give or take a little bit, maybe up to as high as 45. But it would be a miracle, let alone an earthquake politically and market-wise, if she were to upset him on Sunday.
But again, Chris, it does seem like, well, the citizens are unhappy in France about the previous parties, security and terrorism, also unemployment. It just sounds like they're not ready to go as extreme as what Le Pen is suggesting.
I'm not sure about that. Again, if it had been Fillon, who is in many respects, you know, not that much different from her. Now, economically, he is. He is more of a free market. You know, he's been called a Thatcherite. He's more for capitalism. Marine Le Pen is an interesting mixture of old school socialism, even national socialism. Not much capitalism there. So that's a pretty big distinction. And a lot of the French people, of course, realize that at some point they have to make a change. And one of the really interesting things and encouraging things for the long term for the French people, even if it's not going to help them in the here and now, is that when you look at the first round of the voting, and you broke it down by age groups, by demographic, the 18 to 34-year-olds in France went overwhelmingly for Marine Le Pen, who got the most votes, and Mélenchon, the far-left candidate, who would be, the equivalent of Bernie Sanders, to use a rough analogy. He came in at number two. So a lot of young people know that there needs to be a change. But the problem is their parents, their grandparents, they're too ossified, they're too afraid. I'd rather have my country burned down around my ears than be called names that I'm insensitive and intolerant and a racist and whatnot, much like we see in the rest of the Western world. I mean, the will to live in the Christian West has been extremely gutted by propaganda, by political correctness and all the rest. And there is a big pushback in many countries, including our own. But as far as France this Sunday is concerned, it's not enough that it's going to get them out of this. And what's probably going to have to happen, and probably will happen, is to elect Macron. There'll be kind of a stalemate between him, and he has no natural allies in the parliament. Parliamentary elections, God knows what they're going to bring next month and what he's going to have to work with, if anything. You've still got a budget mess. France, along with other countries, chronically is being asked for forgiveness every year when they can't meet the deficit targets. I mean, this whole thing is a joke, and everybody wants to keep this Euro experiment and the EU together just for the sake of keeping it together. It doesn't matter if it works or not. It doesn't matter if it benefits the people or not. It benefits the plutocracy that set it up. It benefits the banks who are scared to death that any change is going to cause the whole thing to come tumbling down. And they're going to do this until the bitter end. And that bitter end will come. We just don't know when.
Chris, if we do go along the lines of Macron winning, which it seems like, again, the polls are at least stating that, I know that in the media we'll read that the Eurozone crisis is maybe winding down, and we'll hear a lot of, I think, nice things coming out of the establishment over there. But do you think that this vote in France, if it does go Macron's way, will actually lessen some of the worries and fears of other countries voting and wanting to leave the Euro?
Oh, it'll certainly lessen them. It's not going to completely take them away. Next up is going to be Italy, and that's getting to be interesting. Now, Matteo Renzi, who resigned not that long ago, is trying to make his own political comeback over there, along with Silvio Berlusconi and a couple other or so. That's going to be the next one that everybody will have fun, with the parlor talk about. But Corey, I think that, yes, there's going to be a lot of dancing on the supposed grave of populism and fascism and a resurgence of Nazism and all the rest of this crap that you hear about. I mean, anything that is a threat to the established global order always gets those labels thrown at it. It's been going on forever. I've been subject to it. Other people have been subject to it. You know, when people can't argue on facts, they call you names. So there'll be some of that. There'll be people saying, oh, good, Wilders didn't win in the Netherlands. Le Pen got beat in France, and so everything is great again. But as I've said numerous times of late when we've talked about Europe, no matter the outcome of the election in France, it is not going to change by one iota the fact that there is somewhere in a neighborhood of 1.2 trillion euros in bad debts in Europe's banking system, triple the level that we have in the U.S. banking system. It's one of the reasons why, after speculating about it a while back, the ECB is still loath to do much of anything to follow the Fed in trying to back away from all this monetary tinkering. Until that is addressed, and it can't be mathematically, then, yeah, you have this Pyrrhic victory on the part of the rulers of Europe that, oh, goody, we didn't let the Nazis win, but the bad debts are still there. All the other imbalances are still there. The refugee crises are still there. And this stuff is just going to get worse and worse, and when it blows up, it's only going to be more spectacular.
So, again, more of a question of when rather than if, but, hey, these things can go on for longer than some people would like to admit and believe. But, Chris, it's been great chatting with you. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show. As I said, anybody who doesn't check out our website on a daily basis, I highly recommend swinging by, seeing some of our daily commentary on not just the markets, but some broader issues as well. I hope everybody has a great rest of their weekend, and I thank everybody for tuning in.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.